John chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Yeshua heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Yeshua loved Martha, and her sister, and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he stayed 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples said to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and go you there again? Yeshua answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walks in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said to them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well. However, Yeshua spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Yeshua to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then, when Yeshua came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Yeshua was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Yeshua, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatever you will ask of God, God will give it you. Yeshua said to her, Your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Yeshua said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believe you this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master has come and calls for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Yeshua had not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goes to the grave, to weep there. Then, when Mary had come where Yeshua was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. When Yeshua therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Yeshua wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Yeshua therefore, again groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Yeshua said, Take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days. Yeshua said to her, Said I not to you, that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Yeshua lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you hear me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Yeshua said to them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Yeshua did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Yeshua had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we? For this man does many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said to them, You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spoke he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yeshua should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Yeshua therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went therefrom to a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was at hand. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand. And many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Yeshua and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What think you that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should show it that they might take him. John chapter 12. Then Yeshua, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Yeshua, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odour of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bore what was put therein. Then said Yeshua, Let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. Many people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Yeshua's sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Yeshua. On the next day many people that had come to the feast, when they heard that Yeshua was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord Yahweh. And Yeshua, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes sitting on a donkey's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Yeshua was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The people, therefore, that were with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bore record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive you how you prevail nothing? Behold, the world has gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Yeshua. Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Yeshua. And Yeshua answered them, saying, The hour has come, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it stays alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serves me, him will my Father honour. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Yeshua answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that the Messiah stays for ever. And how say you, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Yeshua said to them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness comes upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he goes. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spoke Yeshua, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord Yahweh, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord Yahweh been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Yeshua cried and said, He that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that sees me sees him that sent me. I have come a light into the world, that whoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak. John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Yeshua knew that his hour had come that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Yeshua, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and went to God, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then came he to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Yeshua answered and said to him, What I do you know not now, but you shall know hereafter. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Yeshua answered him, If I wash you not, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Yeshua said to him, He that is washed needs not save to wash his feet, but is clean completely, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and had sat down again, he said to them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes that, when it has come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, He that receives whomever I send, receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. When Yeshua had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Truly, truly, I say to you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Yeshua's bosom one of his disciples whom Yeshua loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then lying on Yeshua's breast said to him, Lord, who is it? Yeshua answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Yeshua to him, That you do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Yeshua had said to him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he had gone out, Yeshua said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall immediately glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come, so now I say to you. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where go you? Yeshua answered him, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why cannot I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake. Yeshua answered him, Will you lay down your life for my sake? Truly, truly, I say to you, the cock shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times.